Each goodbye is different. Blessings come, songs sing. Seeds are planted and we grow into a future we cannot yet see. So this image of a water drop speaks to me, of the ripples that we each make. We don't know how far they will travel. You have created ripples in my future, and I know I have created ripples for some of you. And it is very hard to say goodbye. Even though my last day isn't until June 30th, which is actually almost 3 weeks away. Next Sunday, we will release the covenant that we made in January last year. But then I'll still be here for a few meetings over the next few weeks. And finally, I will lead that auction event on Saturday, June 30th, my official last day. So these ministerial transitions can be very long and hard goodbyes. So I've sent out that Berry Street essay, After Running Through the Thistles, the Hard Part Begins. How many of you have read it? A couple of you. So Mark Morrison Reed was raised Unitarian Universalist, and he starts his essay talking about the essence of a life lived in a congregation, living through the rhythms of the year, the flower ceremony, which we will be celebrating next Sunday. Morrison Reed grew into a life where it was difficult to imagine living apart from religious community. And about when he heard the call to ministry, he was supported and his community rejoiced, but he could not have imagined the unrequited grief of leaving a congregation. He didn't read the fine print, he says, where some hard truths are set out. You will love your parishioners with all your heart, but you will never befriend them. You will pour out your lifeblood for the community, but you will never settle there. And finally, you shall die to the congregation so that the ministry might live. I don't have time this morning to go fully into those three pieces, but they do help to understand the pain of the no contact rule that we will abide by after June 30th. I will no longer be your assistant minister. Morrison Reed says, you are not indispensable, and each of us will be replaced. I have been here for a short season in the life of this fellowship, and it is your congregation. It's not my congregation. But I hope you know, I know many of you do know, how special this congregation is. In the world of fellowships, in the world of religious communities, in the world of Unitarian Universalism and the wider world, you are part of a profoundly important congregation. One of the many blessings that I have received here is your commitment to being a teaching congregation, and in this way, you serve the wider faith of Unitarian Universalism. As your intern a few years back, I was very aware of your generosity and graciousness, as I was given rein to explore my specific learning goals, and I wasn't treated as simply cheap labor. The wider faith has benefited tremendously from your commitment to interns. They have seen your healthy system, the intricacies of care you have woven together, the strength for organizing for justice in so many ways, and I take these with me as well. The beauty and challenge of growing into a program-size congregation with care for leadership development everywhere I turn. This is a congregation you can grow with, where you can discover what makes you come alive and find a way to live into that to serve yourself, your community, and the wider world. You have been a blessing to me in so many ways. You have let me experiment up here on the dais. You have watched me fumble, and you have trusted me to find my way. You have been challenged by me on social justice issues, working through conflict, And you have challenged me as well. We've listened to each other. I hope I've listened well. There have been thousands of moments of tenderness and of grief and joy and laughter and learning where we share ourselves with each other. And still, it is true that we are not friends and that I am leaving in this odd way, this formalized and strongly boundaried leave-taking. So let me say a little bit about what the no contact means. It means I'll be unfriending you on Facebook, and I won't engage if you comment on a public post of mine. So what happens if we run into each other at the grocery store or at General Assembly in Kansas? Well, we can smile, and we can say hi, and we can even hug each other. We can't have a big, long conversation. We certainly can't talk about the fellowship. We're ending this relationship, my role as a minister and your role as the congregation in my ministry. So this is your community, not mine. It's not mine much longer. And even while I've been a part of it, it's really not mine. The community is yours to deepen in, to grow in, to love in. The power of this fellowship is in your relationships with each other and the life that you live together. So we're moving into a year of no contact. And what happens after a year? I don't exactly know what it will look like. You have quite a year ahead of you out of the building. I have quite a year ahead of me starting a new congregation with a completely new model for how Unitarian Universalism can look. Some of you have heard me talk about the ministry I'm moving into. And some of you know that I have been sober and clean for decades and that I am called to work towards healing and recovery from addictions. So here is a very brief introduction to Just Living, a startup congregation. And it's a pretty big vision. It includes long-term residential healing and recovery from active addiction, or reentry from the justice system, or a way out of homelessness. We all know that addiction is often a contributing factor to both homelessness and incarceration. This isn't treatment or professionalized or medicalized, but it's an alternate model for living and working. We draw strongly on the Delancey Street Foundation, who is a very successful recovery model for over 45 years. This model is full self-empowerment, self-governance, a different sort of community than is any in Colorado right now. The financial model for Just Living is 60% self-funded through enterprise that the community owns and runs. So, a new congregation. Yes, this is actually a congregational model, but unique. We want to build a Unitarian Universalist congregation with this strong mission, long-term healing and recovery from addictions. And there will be congregants that don't live there, just like you don't live here, but with a residential facility at the center. I'm being mentored by the Reverend Brock Leach. He's former marketing genius with Frito-Lay, and now he's a Unitarian Universalist minister, and he's leading the UU Entrepreneurial Ministry Initiatives. So using design thinking out of Stanford at the Clergy Institute in Florida in January, we came up with the Just Living Value Proposition for potential residents. Here it is. To those of you ready to recover from addiction, leave homelessness, and or re-enter from the justice system, Just Living provides a safe community residence, integration, and job skills by leveraging and utilizing your own wisdom, strengths, and skills, community partners, Unitarian Universalist principles, values and partners, and our own business enterprises in order to let you grow your own life, shape your future, reintegrate into community, and become a person who again gives back, belongs, and is truly needed. So you can find that on the homepage of our website, www.justliving.org. There's two U's in that just. And here are some of the others working with us. So this is Sherry Weston on the left, longtime UU. She used to lead Journey Towards Wholeness trainings in the anti-racism work in our faith in the 1990s. Some of you know her. She was part of the Open Circle UU congregation in Boulder. Sherry and I met at an ILIF race conference in 2014, and she believes in this just living model. Even though she has moved to California, she remains on the advisory council. In the middle is Gracie Redshirt Tyon, member of the Ogallala Lakota Nation. We met during our work in support of Standing Rock. She is director in Denver of the American Indian Student Center at CU Denver, and she also holds a clinical counseling graduate degree. And then David Braden, executive director of Living Systems Institute, which is the fiscal sponsor to Just Living so that all donations are tax deductible even before we get that wrapped up with the IRS. He sold his law practice to teach permaculture principles and to increase healthy interactions that support living systems. So we are committed to creating a holistic community for healing and recovery. Now, you might know that I've been working on this Just Living vision for years, since 2014. And that back in 2016, I was actually only looking for part-time traditional ministry work so that I could continue doing this half-time and doing Just Living half-time. But as it turns out, it was really hard to do them both at the same time. For me, it's hard to serve two congregations at once. Nevertheless, Just Living has been a community that has done some wonderful work over the past years with a worship team and outreach to the homeless community. Here is TOT cooking for our burrito worship. And here are four of us at GA in New Orleans last year with the really fabulous cheesy grits at Melba's, in case any of you go. So we had a series of breakfasts in the fall of 2016 as we worked out recipes and food production plans for a prototype of what we're calling the closed loop food production cell. This is an integrated design of two small structures that include a chicken coop and an aquaponics greenhouse that once it's set up, it produces no waste and it provides inexpensive protein and fresh vegetables year round. These can then be put into the backyards of Just Living friends who will then share in the harvest while our community maintains it and uses the food for the community and the food truck or other food enterprise. Now, my vision for Just Living has always included land as well as an urban facility, because I dream big. The land will be for retreat, spiritual restoration, as well as agriculture. And this model includes small businesses run by the residents. And when you think about 80% of business expenses being labor, this model works more like a family business fully owned by the community. And the question from the start has been, what comes first? How do we get from here to there? I've been hesitant to talk about it to folks who need a bed right now, because we haven't had a bed. But we have had exciting developments over the past month. We are now in talks with Family Tree, which is a local Denver nonprofit that serves people who have experienced domestic violence, homelessness, and challenging family circumstances. They own a building that has been empty for 4.5 years. That used to be a shelter for homeless youth. We are working out the details for Just Living to take over responsibility of the property. They want it to be used in service to the community rather than sell it where it would be scraped and developed. Family Tree finds Just Living to be mission congruent, and frankly, they will be happy not to be maintaining this empty building. So this is the former Gemini Youth Shelter in Lakewood. Just Living this year will be taking responsibility for their garden space, growing vegetables, and building community while we're finding those first people to move in, to choose sober and clean community, to choose a different residential and economic model for living. So optimistic me, I'm hopeful that we can open the doors in this calendar year. Is it possible? Building Unitarian Universalist community for folks who might never walk through our doors. Creating sober and clean community events, weekend music jams, offering worship, but never on Sunday mornings so we don't compete with the other Unitarian Universalist congregations in the area. We'll bring worship to Sunday mornings, which we have already done. We'll be looking for support from the Denver area UU community. This area has a history of supporting new congregations, both Prairie and Columbine were started with help from First Universalist and Jefferson Unitarian Church. And we will find ways to integrate this unique congregational model into the Front Range UU community in different ways. I've been eyeing those metal donation receptacles, and I can see one in the parking lot of every UU congregation in the area. I'm imagining the Just Food Truck bringing healthy and delicious nutrition to local events. And I'm imagining midweek service where everyone is welcome. And because you and I are heading into a year of no contact, we have to be mindful about boundaries. Which brings me to next Sunday, the 17th. Reverend Lydia will be leading worship, and we will enjoy our flower ceremony. We will release each other from the covenant we made. And after the service, you're all invited to stay for a party to celebrate our time together. On a table, there will be a basket, a prominent basket, where donations for Just Living will be accepted. We will need support from many sustaining friends. And next Sunday, you are invited to bring finger food and a chair or a blanket to enjoy the party outside. Now, if you were at my ordination, or if you've heard me preach about addictions, you've heard me say something like, the opposite of addiction isn't necessarily abstinence. The opposite of addiction is connection. That's when we get healed. That's when we act out in addictive ways less. It's messy, these human lives, our human lives. Addiction touches so many of us and in so many ways, not just alcohol or drugs. And recovery is messy as well. Building a new congregation will be messy. But we are working, Just Living is working, to build a new model, holistic living, a residential healing community supported by a UU congregation with recovery from addictions as its primary mission. The goal is to help turn around the lives of substance abusers, the formerly incarcerated, and others who have hit bottom by empowering people to become their own solution. This will be done in community, affirming and living by Unitarian Universalist principles and sources, and informed by permaculture design principles. We are working towards mindful healing through beloved community and connection. And you've heard Lydia talk about how here at the fellowship, we're often building the plane while we're flying it. Yes. And in 21st century ministry with adaptive leadership, we know that we don't know everything yet. And yet we must go forward. So I'm called to a different ministry than this traditional congregation. And beloveds, it is very heartbreaking to leave you. And I have so much gratitude in my heart for all that you have taught me, for all that you have shared with me, for the patience you have shown me, for the vulnerability and trust you have shown me. So we are a part of each other forever. Thank you. Thank you.